worry.
I have to leave at 6. Which
well, we're going to bust through this.
I figured we'd
so do I.
Not much to run through December, January, February.
Oh, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
snow, and more snow.
Yeah.
Yeah, snow report.
We're recording.
Okay.
So couldn't we charge for people to sled down our hill? Let's.
We should.
I think we put a chairlift. As a skier.
Can we do a temporary?
You know, Valley View tried that.
Woodward Eaglewood.
No bueno.
Right?
Yeah, so from what this is part of the meeting, but from what I've been told, you have to have quite a few qualifications insurance-wise. You have to have it groomed. You have to have a lot of.
The liability is a lot. Horrendous. It's not worth the.
Yeah, we'd have to have a lot of volume to make it worth it.
We can make it up on hot chocolate.
We might have to make, there you go. Busy snow days.
Justin can sell him a hot sandwich at the bottom of the hill.
Yep.
Well, Ron's supposed to join us on Zoom, but since it's 5, why don't we start the meeting? Welcome, everybody. Hopefully everybody had nice holidays and not swinging the golf clubs. Or in the simulators. Skiing's been great, I'll say that. I mean, it's best snow in maybe ever. And, it's even when it's had a few days without any snow, it's still fantastic. So if you haven't skied, get up there. Anyway, after the welcome, last month's minutes. Hopefully everyone took a look at them. Anybody have any comments or changes to the minutes?
I'd propose we approve them as written.
All right. Thank you, Roger. Second. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
All right. I brought Justin here today just to, I know he met some of you on the interviews, but I just wanted him to introduce himself and give you a couple minute spiel on who he is and what he's about, and then we'll let him scoot out. He's been up the golf course all day. So.
I'm just really excited to be here. Looks like a great project. I've started putting some work on the menu and getting some equipment ordered. And hopefully we get some people hired next week and we can start trying things out and getting it going. Hopefully it'll turn into a place that people can go to all year long, at least as a restaurant on top of a golf course. So,
did you already share your background with them?
Oh, no, I have not.
Why don't you share a little background, because I think I think it's significant.
So cooking's what I wanted to do for as long as I can remember. When I was in high school, I joined a program that awarded me a scholarship to the Cesar Ritz School of Hospitality Management. I worked in fine dining restaurants, had a catering company for a little bit of time, moved out here, and worked with Salt City Brew Supply, which eventually opened Bewilder Brewing, which is just downtown from here. I was there for almost 4 years, won a couple awards while I was there for sausages and things of that nature. My focus is really on, as a chef, is charcuterie. I know we won't be able to go too crazy with that here, but hopefully we'll bring in our own deli meats, some planning pizzas, and good breakfasts too for everybody. So yeah, that's kind of me in a nutshell. I love cooking, I love the industry, and I've actually quite enjoyed working at golf courses. I have some experience from Hidden Valley, and I think it's a cool place to be.
Right, who did you work with at Hidden Valley? Who was out there at the time when you were there?
So that was Bob Jacobs was the chef, and then Nolan was just leaving as general manager, and there was like an interim manager that they hadn't figured out.
Gotcha, yeah.
I would just say the thing that impressed me when we were interviewing Justin was his entrepreneurial nature. It's one thing to work in a kitchen where you take orders. It's something else to look beyond and say, what can we do? How can we create? And he came across as somebody who has vision and can make it happen, can implement. And of course, I think we've seen already, you're that kind of guy. And so giving you a right hand that can accomplish that and you guys can work in harmony, I think is important. We need someone to think out of the box and not just do hamburgers, hot dogs, and then,
Justin came with some great ideas today and kind of working, finalizing a menu and getting some food ordered. And
although no one would turn down the best hot dog in the world.
Correct.
Which is
The expectations are high for.
Well, hopefully, maybe in a year, once we get our feet under her, maybe I can start making our own hot dogs up there.
That'd be something else.
Yeah. Sausages.
Oh, the one opportunity is, I mean, all of us live around there, and it's a long way down the hill to a restaurant, you know. And so when you walk around and so forth, you'd love to be able to just stop in and have something to eat. And we really need to promote to that, you know, half mile radius at least. Yep. Around the course, because like my wife always says, you know, if they were only open a little bit more, we would go over there.
Yeah. I'm working on some ideas for that. I don't want to get too ahead of the cart right now, but I'm thinking that maybe in the slower seasons, having some more refined dining and tasting menus, and maybe some guest chefs. I don't know. That's just kind of some things I've been spitballing with that.
Well, a Sunday brunch would be something that would be great, and probably, if, you know, publicized, would bring people in. And, you know, maybe something on Friday night.
Looking at a weekend barbecue special, at least, off the bat.
Oh, yeah, so. That'd be terrific.
I think that with your creativity and background, and with your marketing and just general skill set in the, you know, social media world, I mean, it's one thing, you can have the greatest product in the world, but if no one knows about it, I mean, you're going to have a certain number of people that, you know, on the 9th hole and 18th hole are going to try something.
Yeah.
And that, but that's going to take too long to get the word out. Mm-hmm. You combine your skill set with your skill set, and I think there's some real potential. Far exceed.
And with our appetites, and, you know.
We appreciate your willingness to serve.
Yeah. Happy to sample any
We'll taste everything.
I will.
Yeah.
I will. Just ask me what I'm working on. I'll always have something in the works.
That's good.
So you've seen the facilities and your equipment and everything. Do you feel like you have everything you need over there at this time? Or?
I've gotten a final equipment list over to Tyler. I was walking around a lot today and noticing things that weren't there that need to be there, so he got quite a few emails for me. I'm gonna go to the restaurant supply tomorrow, pick up some small wares, but I think we have a really good facility in place, and you really don't know what you have till you start working in it, and that's kind of the next step is,
and you discover what you don't have.
And like how things can move around a little bit, but you know, that's all stuff I've worked
on. Are you comfortable with the space and the layout?
It's bigger than any space I've worked in so far, so that's good.
We have high expectations.
It's good.
I did want to know what you were doing up on the ladder.
I don't think that was me on the ladder.
It's probably the electrician.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Could have been the electrician. I don't recall getting on the ladder today. I could have, in my absent mind.
All right.
Thanks, Justin.
Did you mention interviews or hiring someone? Do you have some applicants?
I've got a couple scheduled for Monday.
Great.
One cook and some beverage cart operators.
Yeah, I've got one cook who's worked with me at a couple different places, and I think he'd be a good person to bring on.
Terrific.
So.
Good.
Thanks. Sorry to interrupt, John.
No, that's great.
I was just going to say, committee's always willing to help, so if you need somebody to test your food, you know.
Absolutely.
But anything else, really.
You can count on their candor.
Perfect. Right.
Like I said, if you're up there, just ask me what I'm working on.
Okay. Right,
so, cool.
Sounds great.
Great.
Thanks, Justin.
I'll see you tomorrow. I'll probably be in close to 11.
Yeah, that's great. So, call me if you need anything at the store.
Sounds good. Pleasure meeting everybody. I'm excited.
Yeah, you too, Justin. Thanks.
Rock and roll, baby.
Congratulations, Justin. We're glad you're on board.
Okay, construction is nearing its completion. We've got a few things to paint on the back deck. The back deck needs to be finished with railing. And then we're really just working on cleanup and punch list items the next probably month. So I'm hoping to have everything done by March 15th. That includes touch-up and minor details that they're working on now. I wish they'd have the deck done. The subcontractor they have doing it, just kind of putting them off till we have some better weather. So we'll see We'll see what we get to after this next week's snowstorm.
I was going
to
say, we got
no. And it's supposed to be pretty heavy, 2 of the 5 days that we're getting snow. So yeah. They'll have
how many full work days are they away from completing the deck, would you say?
Railing guys, 2. Epoxy seal guys, probably 3 or 4.
So it's not too bad.
No, it's not a lot. The rest of the exterior is pretty much done, other than a few. They've got to paint around the covered deck area.
One thing I should mention, and I forgot to today when we were over there, we need something above the door that fits, that goes into the simulators. Because we've got snow coming down off the roof, and it's going right onto the sidewalk.
Yeah, it's Artisans, the same people who do the roof, are coming to put up some of their metal. Actually, they fit underneath the concrete tiles, and they kind of lip up to hold the snow.
Yeah.
That was kind of an unintended cost, but it's about, I think it was $4,500.
Okay.
So it's not a huge expense. I've given Alco the go-ahead on that. I don't know when they're installing them. It's kind of late in the season now. But, yeah, there's a couple areas around, especially doorways, that we're having issues with snow falling.
Exactly. And the only reason I mention it is because I was walking under it.
Oh, did it?
And I got hit.
Oh.
And I thought, I don't think this is a good thing.
No, it's go nice. Back. Yeah, it's nice that tile, it keeps so warm that the snow just goes right off, but it goes right off. So, yeah.
So they should
be putting that on probably before next winter, I'm going to say. There's a few other things like that we've had to adjust on, unintended.
Yeah,
so.
I think the other one is the door into the your area, the double door there.
Yeah,
I think it's got a similar problem.
Yep, we've had some snow accumulation there too, and water. They finally got the gutters on, so hopefully we'll have a little less.
Yeah, that should help.
Water. We're talking with Justin today. We've set March 9th as an opening day for the cafe. If the golf course gets open, which is probably not very likely before March 9th, we'll have some other limited options for food. But that's kind of our hopeful date to have a good operation going with staff and open. So, and we still have our April 1st open house. It'll be late afternoon into late evening, so kind of keep that on your mind there. And next month we'll have more information and probably requests just for help if you guys want to come and be part of that. So
yeah, can I say a word about that? Mm-hmm. So that's the same day the city council has a budget retreat, which they like to start early in the morning on a Saturday. So they'll be done about 1 o'clock or maybe 2 o'clock if they go long. So that's why this is, I mean, that's one reason why it's in the afternoon. I'm sure you wanted to do an afternoon thing, but it would be great to have everybody up there, and I'm hoping to have the city council up there, and if there are things we can do to help, we can.
Will you actually be giving a tour of the renovated facility?
Yeah, so I have Tracy and then another gal, Libby, that we're hiring to help Tracy with the event center. Both will be there to more answer questions about the event center. If we're open, which we will be, we'll have Alan, Brett, and I there, and then Justin will be there and probably another cook. So we'll just kind of have stations and invite people to walk through the whole facility. The kitchen, back kitchen area, will keep closed because we'll be cooking, but rest of it will invite people to walk through.
Is there a time that you're thinking?
Probably 2 to 9.
That's a long time.
Yeah,
I'm
hoping we get
every country, so I probably will not.
Yeah, you mentioned that to me.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, there are lots of things. There's formal things we want to do, like we want to have the mayor do a ribbon cutting, right,
mm-hmm.
with you guys.
Yeah.
So we'll give you some details, but you guys should be part of that formality part.
Yeah.
A lot of it will be informal, right? Eating, tours.
I'd like to have a musician on the deck.
It
depends on the weather, too. If it's a little cooler April 1st,
it could be cold.
We may not do, but if it's a nice evening, day, we'll have someone.
Oh, and you have heaters too. You have the fireplace.
So we'll hopefully have not only open house, but hey, come try some food. We'll have some live music, more of a community event.
Yeah, like a little party. So
I think if we just did a, hey, open house, come walk through, we won't get nearly as much as a response as we would if we have some small activities for people. And we're really hoping to get the neighborhood up there. I mean, it's great if we have Bountiful and Salt Lake people, but we'll advertise.
Well, again, I think it's going to rely, are you going to plan on sending out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do.
I think just from what I know from the people I know in the neighborhood,
yeah,
they will, they're
itching,
extremely excited.
Yeah.
So given an opportunity to see it and kick the tires, they'll be there.
Yeah.
We'll send a save the date thing out in the next couple of weeks. Maybe you've done that. It's already got that with Linda.
Yes, I think we're going to put it in the March newsletter, and then I'll probably do some paid advertising just around Eaglewood to get, you know, Instagram and Facebook mostly to get it in their minds. And
so will you send an email invitation to everybody who's played golf at the course the last year or two? That's good.
We'll do some sort of promotion maybe to get people up there. But.
So I hadn't talked to you about this, but I think it would be good to invite other city mayors, county commissioners, city managers, staffs. So I'll do that.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great.
See how envious they are?
Well, you know, we talk a lot. The city managers and staffs talk a lot about golf, and there's a lot of interest in what we're doing. I had two of the county commissioners, one at a time, give me a call and say, how are you guys making so much money up there, and what's going on? And, you know, how can we do it? And I'm like, hey,
don't invite Bountiful.
I'll sit down.
We do not want Bountiful Ridge.
You know what? Bountiful's never called me or said a word. So
interesting.
I do think the county is really interested in our model and what we're doing, because they got jammed into some contracts with their pros that have been pretty good for the pros, but not so good for the public. And so, you know, as the transitions take place, you know, people are interested. They've taken note of what we've done.
Well, you're right. In the entire golf community, this is the kind of a model situation. People are really watching it, whether you want to believe it or not. And
I think that's true.
It goes all the way back, quite honestly, to when we were considering Great Life, Utah.
Yeah.
Everybody was watching that with kind of a hawk eye, and now they're really watching the progress. And you know, we went in this direction, and people are keeping notes. Believe me. So
yeah. So we'll get those info. I'll take care of those.
Okay.
Tyler is not available.
Don't worry.
Nobody can hire you.
he doesn't want to go anywhere else.
I live 3 minutes away. It's great.
Yeah, he's all set and stuck in North Salt Lake.
So, Cam, I have a question on this. You're thinking of having the county commissioners and mayors. I'm wondering if maybe we want the city council members from our adjacent cities, like Woods Cross, West Bountiful.
Absolutely.
Just invite.
We'll make sure they all get an invite.
Okay, perfect.
And we'll do some food. I'm kind of thinking more grab-and-go appetizers, not the charcuterie, but kind of tea-style, you know.
Cookies.
Yeah, Justin's going to work on a little cost and a little tasting menu, basically, for people to try. So we may do some things there. We talked about Ken and I talked about just hiring somebody or getting something from Lee's, but I think we'll see what Justin can come up with and serve. So, I want to give you a little bit of a revenue update. I'm just going to bump this up a little bit. So this is just Event Center. We have 46 events booked so far in 2023. 13 of those events are North Salt Lake citizens, so they've got a discount.
Are these golfing events or are these?
These are just event center rentals, so receptions, weddings, celebrations, those types of things. The bulk of them are from now until really June. Our July, August, September, we have a few in August and a few in October, but I think we'll fill those up. Looking back at last year's, our September, October, November, and December were busy. So we'll expand on this. This is, but I'm pleased to see where we're at as far as November, or February 15th.
That's already, what, 80 or 90% of what was done in fiscal year last year, right?
Yeah, so we did 64 total events last year, and quite a few of them in the fall and winter. So we're well ahead of where we were at, because we didn't start marketing and opening times till May, if you remember last year. So we didn't book any events till May 1st, and then October we were closed. So
if someone wants to book the event center now, what's the protocol? Is everyone in place now?
Yeah, so the first contact is Tracy for availability and showings, and then her and I had contracts and payments.
Right, so they don't have to call the golf shop and, mm-hmm. and you know, have someone tell them, we'll get back to you sometime in the next 6 months.
No, she'll do it that day if it's available, and then she'll set up a time for them to meet. Great. And if they are interested, she'll send them the contract that day. So
We're the golf committee. Do you want input, or you've already down the track as it relates to the buffet food side of things?
Yeah, Justin and I had a conversation about that today on how we start to implement our food as an option, and then moving forward, if we want to, or if we do that, what's the best way to exclude outside catering food if we do want to go that route? So,
well, it's easy. You just say no.
Yeah. I think this year will be a good
test. Well, you make it very high priced too, and then they'll make their own choice that Justin is the preferred option.
What you really mean, again, I'm excited about Justin based on his experience. That catering thing's a whole different bailiwick.
It is.
And it's, but you got to have product. Yeah. You got to have a good product. If you have a good product, it'll take care of itself.
Yeah.
And you differentiate the price, and it's going to be a no-brainer. You pay $10 more to get the same thing because it's an outside caterer.
And that's silly. Well, he operated a catering company too, so he has the experience.
That's what I'm saying.
I kind of want to. We're going to push for all the tournaments we had booked to use us, and then I kind of want to slowly roll him into that catering. And then hopefully maybe middle of this year we're like, yeah, well, we're good. And then any new bookings, we'll just say, here's our catering menu.
I was going to say with tournament, I don't know. It's kind of my deal, but it's you guys haven't asked, so I have it. I'm not pushing.
Tournaments will 100% be you have to use us.
I was going
to
say
this year we've been with not having him in place and not having a catering menu. We told those that have already booked, especially May and June, you can bring in your own food, but we're still going to give them an option. Here's what we've got in place. As soon as we do get it, hopefully middle of March.
Like I said, I've got ideas. I've got opinions. Again, you don't have to implement. You don't have to ask. But if you want, again,
we want them.
We do millions of dollars a year in groups and group and dining events.
Yeah.
And.
Well, if you're a good resource, which you are.
I don't want to push myself where I'm not wanted. No. So if you guys.
I told Justin today, food is yours. Like, I'll have input on your peripheral, like advertising and marketing and pictures and menus and digital stuff, but you're going to have to get me what we need with food. What's our catering? What's our daily? What's our specials? And.
Yeah, Justin has a lot of great ideas. Right. I mean, he's already bringing in a pizza oven and things like that, so he can handle.
Like I said, I'm a resource if you want it. I'm not going where I'm not wanted. So.
Oh, you're wanted.
You're wanted. He's open to ideas, but my only point is he has some great ideas, but all ideas are welcome. I mean, everybody's got.
Yeah,
you know, we even have good ideas from the golf perspective, and he has great ideas from the catering perspective. You know, he knows how to work with volume crowds and volume launches. And, feed the masses.
And you've got a lot of experience in it, Court.
You've heard me on this whole event center and catering. I mean, I think there's another $1 million plus to be had on top of your golf sales.
Yeah,
that's right.
And there's money to be made.
Yeah.
I mean, real money to be made.
Yeah, I mean, we're renting, we have 100 person in a group event, we're charging $15 a person or more. You know, we're
not counting the food.
Yeah, not counting the food. Yeah.
You see, we never even charged for that. we gave the facility for free if you ate our food.
Yeah.
And we were doing $1 million. If you're adding on top of that, you're going to make an extra.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just.
Yeah, there's a lot of opportunity.
There's a ton of opportunity.
Yeah.
I'm expecting a reduction in all of our property taxes because.
hey, don't look at me. I don't vote on
that. Don't get too excited about that. That's the county, remember.
Lisa, can we lower our city?
That's the county.
I can't. I'm sorry. I'm about spending as much money as possible.
Oh, you must be a Democrat.
I'm not. I'm joking.
To just give you an idea, I know 21. Year 20, fiscal year 21 and fiscal year 22 were difficult with COVID, but we've already surpassed. I mean, with us, the city taking 100% of the revenue rather than taking 70% of the revenue, it's a lot. I think fiscal year 21 was about $20,000 city revenue, and 2022 was about 18, but we did lose a few months there in the winter. But anyways, so
good.
Optimistic on where we'll be with the event center. And this is really without the building being done, I've done really zero advertising and zero marketing because I didn't want people to come up when the building wasn't done. So now that it's close to being finished, we'll see at the end, I'm going to start to do a lot more. Once we get some videos and marketing material, really start blowing it up. So,
have you had any bookings for the previous employee?
Catering wise, they did a few events this fall and winter, but nothing that I know of moving forward.
Okay.
Yeah. Rounds pretty much the same as what reported back on November, since we haven't been open. Revenue, we've done a little bit over the last few months, so we're a little over 1.2, and this is just golf and event center. So we're on track to meet and exceed what we were at last year if we have a good spring. So.
Everybody understands that in the FY23 column, we're only halfway through the fiscal year, right?
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's
July
why it looks different.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're right direction. Winter project updates. So I've kind of been back and forth with Vantage GPS. They are supposed to be getting back to me on an alternate option for mounting GPS hardware up on the near the rooftop. It's not to me, they've promised more than I think they can deliver, so I'll most likely be going with the steering column mount install in probably 2 weeks right before we open. Yamaha is coming tomorrow to finish installing the club cleaners, ball washers, and the other info holders. So the carts will be mostly done other than the wheel wells, which we're still waiting on. So the carts will be done. Advertising on there, I've got a few people last year that did some tournament sponsors that want to be on our GPS advertising. Once we get those on, I'll have more opportunity to sell that to some tournament sponsors and hole sponsors. I've got a list of about a dozen companies that have been using Benchcraft that are on our scorecards that haven't been happy with them and want to do something different. So hoping to get at least 5 or 6 of those 12 on the cards. So.
Who is that? Are you going to take that on, or are you going to turn over to your group people to go after that stuff?
Yeah, it'll probably be a combination between Tracy and I and Libby, the other event gal that's going to help.
I mean, I would... Again, I don't know how you're sectioning or not sectioning responsibilities, but in my world, that's all ties together.
I thought about hiring a social media marketing part-time employee this year. Not that I don't want to give control of that up. My work balance at the golf course this year will change, whereas last year I was in the pro shop at the front desk 2 or 3 days a week,
right,
and really trying to save on cost of other employees and controlling that. I think I'm comfortable enough with Alan and Brent and a few other employees there to where I don't necessarily feel like I have to be there as much, and I'll be doing a lot more of the back end administrative
management.
Marketing, yeah, managing oversight. The golf course. With the event center and the grill on there, I won't have time to be on the front desk as much. So I'll be doing a lot more of advertising and marketing and weekly meetings with everybody to kind of make sure we're on the same page. And
are you still going to have the same office?
Yeah.
So we'll see you when we,
yeah,
if we stick our nose in.
Yeah, the door might be locked more often than it has been.
Yeah, keep in mind, we're also adding many more city employees up there. And so where he kind of sort of managed the concessionaire, it's nothing like what he'll have to do with Justin and his crew. So,
well, if Justin does his job.
Yeah.
It won't be hard. You'll have a once a week meeting with him. Yeah. And if he does his job.
Yeah.
But it is different when we have city employees up there. He's got, you know, because he needs to listen to make sure there's, you know, they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, not. I don't.
Someone's going to have to fire him.
Yeah.
Someone will.
That's the person who hires him.
Justin.
So I've got at the end here some social media just outlines where we'll be targeting. Association tournament stuff, that's all done and ready to go on the website and then on back end. So once we get to those dates, they'll be available. Organizing, it's been a challenge with construction, but we've got most of the merchandise in. So if you come in the pro shop right now, it's stocked. It is overstocked. So we got a lot of stuff. Grill menu TVs, they're show and tell is coming Friday to finish those and give me some training on that. So those will be complete. I have a lot of the digital material ready. I just have to put in what we're selling and then get some pictures and images once we start cooking. Finally, bond expenditures. We're nearly complete with the Alco construction portion. We'll have big items left are the parking lot and then potentially an outside space near the driving range if we have enough left over. So, and then we've been doing some budget prep for next year, which I'll have ready next week. So it's about the same. A few adjustments here with changing, adding on the event center and adding on the grill operations. So we'll have an increase in revenue and expenses with those.
One thing that I would bring up again is committee would like to see the expense side of this equation as well, which we really haven't in the past, you know. So I mean, not that I don't think you should even add more employees, but it's one of those things that I think committee has some responsibility to look and see what the real bottom line is versus just
and I can print, and maybe I should for these meetings, I can print off our budget year to date where we're at.
Yeah, why don't we do a PDF and send it to you guys, and you can see our line item budget.
I would like to make that a regular part.
Yeah.
The revenue's only half the picture.
And Heidi has those. We can send them out to you.
If you want, I can do it if you want.
Yeah.
So.
I think the other thing.
It'd be nice to know.
Yeah.
As you said that, I was thinking that it might be good maybe next month for us to show them the proposed 2024 budget. Because it'll have the new operation on it, and that'd be helpful for you to see.
Yeah.
How much of the bond money has been spent?
We're at for the construction portion, we budgeted 2.64, and we're about 2.7. We had cart pass. We had 4.125 million to spend. Once everything's completed that we've had budgeted and it's going, we'll be at about 3.9, so we'll have a little bit of extra left over, about 200,000.
So the whole renovation project, all encompassing, is going to be right around 4 million.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that includes, you know, the controllers that we did.
And you're going to have 200,000 extra.
Mm-hmm.
That's 5%.
Yeah.
That's
excellent.
That's remarkable.
Yeah, and we, you know, I had $160,000 of contingency in the construction, and we've gone over that. We're about 200,000. So really, that's included in the 2.6. So really, we've only gone over that budget by about 50,000, which was probably pretty good with
given
what we had to work
given
with and challenges
everything.
And,
yeah.
The good news is the contractor didn't qualify for any of their bonuses. They didn't even come close.
Yeah. So it's been good on the construction side. We've, you know, I've spent money where we've needed to, where I thought we've had to use it, and then cut back on some things that I thought were ancillary and didn't really add value to the project. So it's been a challenge. It's been another full-time job for me, I think. So I wouldn't recommend doing it again. So we can hold off for another 20 years.
Every
maybe.
26 years.
26 years, yeah.
Well, so then you should have enough money for that outside pavilion if you want
to
do that.
Yeah, I think we'd have to probably do some simpler one, maybe a smaller one, enough to fit 80 or so people under if we want to do some. I'm more thinking it is an outdoor space for those on the range and golfers, but also if we have an all-day wedding in the event center, where can we put these 80 to 100 people tournaments that are asking to play on a Friday or
Might
Saturday?
Might be the same day as the wedding.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. So it'll be something we're looking
Plus
into.
Plus another little bit of an X factor is how much the parking, because the parking lot's going to have to really be resurfaced. It's really, the truck traffic and everything has really trashed it. It's going to need probably more than just a good Band-Aid.
Yeah, and that one may be more that eats into. I had budgeted 70,000 for that, for the upper parking lot to be resurfaced and done. Probably going to cost a little more than that. So,
sure.
It's Karen Baxter, city engineer, and I've walked it a couple times and looked at how we can fix the drainage and fix it so it doesn't happen in the next 10 years again. So, it'll be a lot of work, and it's just going to have to be. We'll have to probably close portions of the parking lot as they're doing it, still allow golf traffic, and find a slow time.
We're not really planning to do that, though, this year, right?
It'll probably have to be next fall.
It'll be in the fall of 2023. Yeah.
We'll have, I've got quotes on restriping at least the parking stalls, because those are pretty worn. That's pretty inexpensive. Mm-hmm. But so we'll at the very least do that to kind of update the parking lot. New lights in the lower parking lot should be going in next week, so they'll have some light down there. All the rest of the exterior lights should be fixed this week. So.
And back to your comment about the, generating a P&L, are you guys going to be, I mean, again, the revenue side on food and beverage is all really exciting and wonderful potential, but if you're not doing weekly and monthly inventories and you're not tracking labor, restaurant labor versus golf labor, so you can break it up. I mean, you can lose a lot of money in the restaurant and not even feel it because you feel like you have to, unless someone's monitoring it. So you're
We're separating those from some of our general ledger changes, that's what those will include, and event center. So taking right now all the event center temporary times I've been on the golf side, and I want those separated too, so we can see an actual cost of where those are at.
We want to be able to look at all the different pieces of the operation and see where we have problems.
As long as you code it properly, you should be able to do that. At the end of the day, if you do $1 million in food sales, you should 27% food costs, 25% labor, you're going to bring 50% to the bottom line.
That's great.
Yeah, that's about what we have budgeted. I think we had, it was close to that. For next year, I would be pretty conservative on revenue and overestimating expenses, but we should be good.
One conversation I've had with a couple of restaurant people is that you got to really be careful of your deliveries right now, because some of these wholesalers are shorting. And so whoever is delivering, somebody's got to be there and count everything, every single case, because a case of shrimp or something else just disappear or don't get delivered. You know.
That's good to know.
Did you get charged?
Well, again, that gets back to Justin's responsibility.
Yes.
And again, weekly or monthly, weekly inventories.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's got to own that kitchen and own everything that's going in and out of there.
That's right.
And even some auditing, because I ran milk routes, and I delivered to some places where you had shorted them a case of heavy cream, and the manager signed for it because the driver was paying them under the table, you know, so they were both profiting from that.
Huh.
You got to be very, very careful of that. Food cost, I mean, food cost is one thing, but the actual food itself and the inventory.
Yeah, you got to make sure you get what you paid for.
Yeah. The Square Point of Sale system, the restaurant portion that it will cost us will do a lot of that for us, and hopefully that will ease the burden of, I mean, we'll still have to manually count and make sure we're there, but yeah, it'll do a lot of the operations for us.
The ratio should, you know, as long as you watch that too, I mean, if it gets out of whack, you know something's wrong.
Yeah, we'll have to, we kind of narrowed, we had a big menu today, and we kind of picked and brought some things in and have a good idea of where we should be at for a menu, so hopefully that'll help. I didn't have on the agenda, but it kind of goes in with course construction. I wanted to, and Roger and I and a few others that we've talked about this, Ken and I have talked about water usage. I just wanted to show you what the landscape of Davis County golf courses looked like. This is July of 2022. So these are all, I've got all golf courses in Davis County. So this top left you can see is Valley View. The right side is Davis Park. Davis a little more dry than Valley View. Not much water restrictions there. Lakeside, they have a little bit more of a groundwater. They have less, they have seepage still, but they don't have to water nearly as much as I think us mountain courses do. Right side, Bountiful Ridge. I should have got that zoomed in a little more, but still pretty green. And then I wanted to show you Eaglewood. So
the bottom line is Eaglewood adhered to all of the restrictions and nobody else did.
So if, and Lisa would remember this, but I presented to the council what areas, when we were going through this water restriction, presented to the council, here's areas that we're going to not water or restrict water from, and I have an overlay, and I should have put that on there, but it almost matches up exactly with where our dry and dead spots are on the golf course. So it's a challenge that I don't think that everybody else in the county, even Salt Lake County and Salt Lake City, adhered to, which is frustrating for us. So
yeah, I think if I could just say a word, I don't know that other agencies are subject to, let me say it a different way. Other agencies who own and operate golf courses might have a little more control over how much water is available to them. The water we use up here is limited by Weber Basin Water Conservancy District. It's on a contract, and they, at the beginning of last year, about this time, March of last year, they said, we're cutting your contracted amount by 60%, which causes me to scratch my head and say, why do I have a contract? if you guys could just say, we're not going to give you the water you contracted for. By about May, they adjusted it to 40%. But still, that was a significant problem for us, because the golf course and city residents are on the same system. And so, you know, with the threat that they'll just shut the water off, we may have over-conserved a little, perhaps, but hopefully did not do damage to the course.
Does the city have a backup or a secondary source, Ken, at all?
The city has...
even small?
The city has a variety of sources. What we don't have is the ability to not rely on every one of those sources. So they don't really back each other up like you would think. I mean, I think it's good because our culinary water supply is the most robust, of course, and then this outside watering is maybe the weakest piece of the water system.
Culinary is from the wells.
Culinary is from closed wells that we own and operate, so we don't have.
So there's water.
Yeah, we have control over that. But this outside watering in the foothills and out on the west side of the city, we have less control over. We're trying to develop other sources with the sewer district, which we have a contract with the sewer district for some excess water. And I think over time, we're going to try to make it so that it's not as dire. But I mean, I think all of us are subject to the weather. And so even those golf courses that watered the same as they always do, eventually everybody's got to change their watering habits.
Yeah. Well, did we get any comments about that, or?
No, luckily.
Yeah, because a lot of guys that I brought in, I mean, nobody said it. I mean, when I look here, it looks like the driving range is one of the really dry spots, and you really don't see most of that.
The driving range and the perimeter of the golf course, which resulted in some tree loss, too, because the trees on the perimeter of the property were just getting whatever water was delivered by the standard irrigation system, and when that was shut off, a lot of them died. Like you've noticed, probably Court on Eagle Ridge Drive, you know, right there along the 10th fairway, the trees on the perimeter.
I haven't.
Well, and you know, part of this, and part of it, why I think we could fit it into construction is. We've made some changes on the golf course to help us alleviate this need for water. We're still going to have some of these dry areas, and maybe even more so as we get the transitioning more into native. This spring, Weston and I's target is to, if we have a really wet spring, the grass will grow more into this long, wispy native grass, and as we stop watering it, it will turn into more of what we have on some of the peripheral areas now anyway. So just be aware of, you know, some of these areas that are dry will continue to not water, and they'll be more native grass areas. So
it's going to be rough.
Yeah.
We'll start to get the complaints we used to have, which is I've lost my golf ball, and it's too hard to, I lose too many golf balls. So that'll be a complaint.
So hopefully we can eliminate some, you know, like this by 7 green and, you know, this area in between 9 and 10, and, you know, smaller areas, you know, in between the tee and green on 17, making some impactful areas on water usage that will help us to where, you know, if we have 225 acre feet of water to use, we use it in the right ways in the right areas. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's really proactive of you and Weston to do that, because in spite of the great precipitation we've had this year, you know, you have to sort of, with your eyes open, you have to realize that the climate in the western United States is changing, and it's not changing in our favor for this.
We're activity, planning so. For the worst.
Yes.
That's
and
where
that's
we're
very good.
We're trying to keep the golf course operational as with the least amount of water as we possibly can.
Well, in areas like around the clubhouses, is there some opportunity for dryscaping?
Yeah, we've talked about this hill in between the lower and upper parking lot, transitioning that. We did
done some xeriscaping.
Yeah, so we removed all the grass in the front two little islands. So we have rock there now.
Okay.
We'll continue to try to find some areas. I mean, it's expensive to transition those areas.
Yeah,
but, you know, I'd rather save, if over the course of a year, save 2 million gallons of water watering the roadside.
In the long term, it'll be,
you know, it'll be worth it over the last, you know, 10, 15 years. We'll make our money's worth the transition.
Well, a little bit by saving it. You're saving on the budget. So a one-time expenditure for dryscaping has an impact, but in the long run, it's a lot less expensive.
Yeah. And we have with the controllers and transitioning some full circle heads, you know, to half heads, especially on 16. You know, it was watering full circle all the way out almost to the property line.
Mm-hmm.
And moving those to half heads, Weston's calculated about 10-15% savings just with those. That's not if that's on a regular year. So we've made some good inroads on where we're at. And
how is the watering system, you know, since it's 27 years old or however old, how is it doing?
So if you remember, we had Jim Ruel, who's a prominent architect, golf course irrigation architect, and he came out my first year, that first summer and fall, did an analysis. Our main lines are okay. The next biggest expenditure will be for us to replace all the valves, the main gate valves. If we have money left over in the in our bond, that will be our my biggest push to get some of those replaced, and they're expensive.
Yeah.
You're thinking probably $15,000 to $20,000 per valve, and we have a lot. Because you have to excavate, you've got to cut, you've got to concrete block these things. They're expensive. But our issue, our challenge right now is if we want, if we have a sprinkler head break on 10, we have to shut the pumps down. We can't isolate those areas. So we're losing water, first of all, when sprinkler breaks, because
yeah.
now we have all this water in these lines on half of the golf course that we have to shut the pumps off and drain to fix one small little area. So it kind of goes back to an initial cost to eventually save type of an issue. So, but our lateral lines, the lines that go out to the sprinkler heads, and our main lines are okay.
Oh, that's
they're working.
That's
I would say probably another 10, 15 years on those.
How many new stations?
Interesting bill at the state legislature this year, House Bill 188. And it's called golf-related water modifications. It's by a Representative McKay. But what it's doing is it's going to require the owners and operators of golf courses to report their annual water use data to the Division of Water Resources, which must be published on the golf courses websites and on the Division of Water Resources websites. It probably will have no impact on the golfers, but it may, in some sense, impact the other golf courses that are not doing their part.
Well, eventually they're going to create a parity. Eventually they're going to go after those who are overwatering.
Who's going to be in charge of enforcement on that, Lisa? Do you know? State?
Yeah. It's,
yeah.
It will be the Division of Water Resources.
It's a state law.
Yeah, it's a state law.
Who aren't enforcing it now?
Well, there's nothing to enforce. And all they're going to do is track it and measure it. And then, and that's the first step before you start enforcing, is you got to track and measure.
Right. Yeah. The Weber County found as soon as people are aware of how much water they use, it decreases. You know, so when they
everything that you measure, you understand better and you can make decisions based on measurements. So.
And we've got all but, so we have three pumps, two of them are metered now. We're waiting on materials for that third one, so we'll know exactly how much water is coming through the golf course and we're using. We can estimate off of our computer program, you know, it takes how much volume this sprinkler head, you know, 27,000 gallons a minute times 14 minutes, whatever, you know, we can estimate off there, but actual usage this year will be a really good year to analyze what we're using. Last year was too. We had some good numbers on that. But.
How many holes are completely automated now with the new stations?
They've got about 80% of them programmed and ready.
That's good.
Yeah,
I didn't know we were that far along.
We're all the controllers are in. Now we're mapping and matching wires to heads to figure out, make sure we're on the scheduling. Nice. So they got it pretty well done last year. Now we're going, we have it's called Pogo. It looks like a Pogo stick, and you stick it in the ground and you can map where your lines are and map what type of head you use and how much. It's really cool because we're mostly using it on greens, but it'll tell you what your saturation, your water rates are in greens. So we can make sure we're dry on this end, so we need to add 2 minutes. We're wet on this end, we can take 1 minute off. We'll be going through the entire golf course to be able to map out, where were wet spots, where's our dry spots. We'll be adjusting.
Total efficiency.
They've been using that in preparation for all the major championships now.
Yeah.
Like when a major goes, like to Pebble Beach, for example, or Shinnecock Hills, they've been doing that. So they can really regulate everything now and control the conditions.
Yeah.
They've never been able to do that before. It's been hit and miss, trial and error.
Sure. It's the program and the tool is incredible. I mean, we have some wet areas and we have some dry areas on the golf course, and how do we analyze and adjust, and where are those sprinkler heads spraying and where does it end? It almost gives you a heat control map. Maybe if I don't, if I forget, somebody remind me, but I'll get some screenshots from Weston, and we can run through, just give you a quick analysis of here's the golf course and show you what it looks like. So it's pretty neat.
That's cool.
Just some social media. Our main source advertising has been Google. It has a really good rate of return for visits on the website and bookings. Last year, this is based off last year, we used very little Facebook and Instagram ads, and then some Wedding Wire, the not more for the event center side. This year, I'm planning on contacting some, I wouldn't call them celebrities, but local influencers that play a lot of golf, that have a lot of following, to give them either free rounds of golf or paid advertising to come play and give us some exposure through their avenues, as well as some branded posts, which we've done a little bit with some other tournament sponsors, you know, Rockstar Energy, branded bills. I really have used other people's brands to do some giveaways. We'll do some more of that throughout the year. Some areas we're targeting are mostly going to be focused early this year on corporate tournaments and men's association. We'll fill in some ladies and juniors, and then grill and event center as well. So we budgeted, I have advertising money for the grill and event center that we'll start using as well. So I didn't take away from what we have on the golf course advertising. We added there because I think there's been some increase in advertising costs with Google and Facebook and Instagram, so we'll need to account for those. I've got tentatively scheduled for some clubhouse images and some 3D imagery, so we'll put on a website, people can walk through and click throughout the clubhouse so they can, you know, actually experience it without having to come. We'll do some outdoor videos, some more commercial type videos we'll have as well, mostly for marketing and advertising. But it'll be on the website as well. That's all I've got.
I've got to go.
Okay.
Did I make it? Oh, yes. Of course, I was awesome. Trying.
Is there a way that you're using either on Google or one of the others, you know, the little whatever they call it, and I forget, that you can snap with your camera?
A QR code?
Yeah. QR code. Are we using those on those so that they can go right in and make a reservation or go to the website?
I haven't used much of those. I have mostly direct links with email marketing, but we'll have more of those, especially when we want reviews or...
that's what I was thinking.
You know, people in person or how we want to target them. We're gonna have some nice materials for the grill.
Are you
printed
in office tomorrow?
It's gonna be upscale. I mean, you know, I say upscale, but
I have a number for you. That opens your cell phone or your office.
Yeah, we'll have the golf cart GPS units allows us to do that too. So we'll have.
So we can do it right on the system.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I've got it.
Okay.
How are we looking?
8725.
Brent counted earlier today.
I'll text you my phone, my cell number right now.
He said it when you were there, and I don't remember exactly how many. It's over 20. We've got booked so far. We had 50 last year. We kind of changed with pricing.
And maybe it's all taken care of.
And we're charging more on Fridays, Saturdays.
I'd love to talk to you.
Is okay. Mm-hmm. If we don't get a tournament, we'll fill it up with public play, and most likely we'll have an event in the event center. So. We'll come out ahead anyways, but I want to say it was in the high 20s, 27, 28 booked so far.
You're trying to encourage more outings and tournaments on weekdays.
Yeah, we've incentivized them to come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and even Sunday. So
old adage, if you double your price, you won't lose half your customers.
Yes, yeah.
And you make more to the bottom line.
Even that $2 increase in the green fees, I think will make a huge impact for us this year.
Yeah.
I mean... And, you know, I've taken a few phone calls on events that want Saturdays, and it's $10,000 for the day, and no question.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, can I get $56 a player, and they're begging us to come down. It's like, oh, that's great. Send me the contract. Mm-hmm. So I think we'll get less of those, and as we or more of those tournaments and less of the what can you do on this and what can you do on that type of groupings. So
yeah, no, I think the outlook's very positive. I mean, skiing has now hit the highest number of skiers ever, and it did drop off the year before. Golf dropped off a little bit, but it looks like golf's going to come back too. I haven't seen any real statistics on that, but both of them seem to be moving.
It's actually up for 2022. Golf was up. 2022.
Yeah. I think if we had had, if we had been open in November, we would have had.
I don't mean to be rude.
We would have been up over.
Yeah.
Last year, weather impacted us a little bit, but.
Yeah, can't control the weather.
No.
Okay, very good reports, and keep up the good work.
I couldn't be more excited about this coming year. I mean, between COVID and all the problems for the last 2.5 years.
Yeah,
headaches. It'll be good to be back to normal almost.
Almost.
Even if it's a new normal.
It's totally a new normal. With all the work you guys have put in, it's ready to be a breakout year. And actually, I think it's going to be a learning year. I think next year is going to be the real breakout.
Yeah, I think so too.
This is going to be a year. I mean, from the building standpoint.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I think you're already there with the golf and you're refining that. But I think next year you'll be.
Yeah, and I didn't jump into what changes we're making on the golf course side. Maybe I will next month. But we're operational wise and employee wise making some good changes that I think will elevate experiences for people.
Good.
So
all right. So do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
All right.
I second it.
Okay.
All in favor.
Thank you everybody.
Thank you, Lisa.
Oh, what a meeting.
Well, thanks you guys.
Thank you, Ken.